are the vanguard of gentrification.
Yeah, that's true, but that's if you want to start a movement, or if you want to have the time to get something going, that's the only place that's going to happen, because it has to be a bunch of people the same age, with the same interests, living cheaply in a densely populated area. Because they have to all live around the corner from each other, or next door to each other, or upstairs from each other. And you don't get that in the suburbs. Everyone's got to drive around. It's not going to happen. I think people should move. if they're really serious, they should move to the move somewhere where it's cheap, wherever that is. If it's cheap, if it's a bunch of white people who live there, if it's a rundown place in the Appalachians, then go there. Whatever suits good. And usually it's more fun there. It's going to be more happening. I just disagree with the gentleman, the cop who in the front row. He said he was a cop. I'm joking. I hear what you're saying. I hear what you say, though. I know what you're saying. It is a problem. It is, and that actually goes back to the...
With all this avant-garde and kind of bohemianism, we're ignoring the advances of capital as being actually acknowledging that most of these people are the best designers, the best people who actually have their pulse on listening to the most underground music. And before I even hear it on any even college radio station, I'm going to hear an VW commercial. Or the fact is that capital has advanced to such a degree. I mean, I've never heard of your magazine. I looked you up on the net, and I thought, okay, kind of interesting, because it's always that the element of aesthetics, and aesthetics is still as a form of resistance, which I don't...
I'm just saying, this is how these things have happened before.
But I think he's essentially right. I mean, I think when you concentrate a lot of the same kind of people in one area, and they're not communicating with the people in power, the majority, then you define yourself, like your friend is saying, a peace culture.
I think that's a good approach. If you want to make a nonprofit food co-op, stuff like that, grow an alternate economy or these sorts of...
Well, I don't think you can grow an alternate economy. I think you have to start...
Take over the one that's already there.
Becoming part of the...
Well, in order to take it over, you've got to have a sort of a something attractive. And it's like, that's the question. So that's what I'm talking about. It's like, how do you incubate, how do you build something that's attractive when everyone's not interested? And that's what I'm talking about. I'm saying this is my approach, this is the magazine's approach, this is an approach that's worked, that seems to have, I don't know if it's been a self-conscious approach before, but it's one that has, it has worked historically. And you can argue this is a qualitatively different historic period, and those sorts of things won't work anymore, and you've got to think of a whole different thing. And I don't go with that. I disagree with that premise. So wait, let's go with this.
Yeah,
this gentleman had a
previous
question.
Kind of irrelevant.
Oh, okay. But, okay.
I'd love to hear more about the living. I read a lot about the theater. I think that the building. store or some people who had been there before.
They didn't get.
Were in a position of power.
Well, a lot of the, I mean, we can talk about this because I don't know how many people know about the history and how interesting it leads them, but actually a lot of the stores were new that came in that area and in the Haight-Ashbury in the 60s. And many of the stores cooperated and helped out the diggers in the end. The diggers operated as sort of the conscience of the area and were able to shame people into doing what they thought was the right thing. So, but they didn't finish the job. That's right. That's true. No, everyone understands.
But I got you. And
there's this woman over here had a question.
I was just gonna.
Or a statement.
We've been talking about the beatniks and the 60s hippies and all of that. I'm just wondering.